Welcome to WBAI Local Station Board Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WBAI Local Station Board Treasurer, and I am the chair of this meeting. Okay, the first thing we are required to do for these meetings is to start with making the agenda. Okay, so I will make the motion. I move that we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order, 7 p.m. 2. Approval of the agenda, 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4. Roll call, 2 minutes. 5. Excused absences, 5 minutes. 6. Approval of minutes, 5 minutes. 7. Nominations for election of committee secretary, 5 minutes. 8. Treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 9. WBAI manager's report on WBAI's finances. The interim general manager has informed me that he has a prior commitment, so I may move to strike that part. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 11. New business. 12. Adjourn no later than 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, and I'm going to make the motion right here to strike the general manager's report. Okay, so what we have on this right now is I have made the motion to have the agenda, and I've made an amendment to strike the general manager's report. Are there any questions or debate or anything about either the agenda per se or the amendment? Hearing none. Is there any objection to striking the general manager's report? Hearing none, it's gone. All right. Are there any questions or is there any debate about the agenda? Motion to pass the agenda as amended. Hearing none. Is there any objection to passing the agenda as amended? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay. All right, the next thing we have is identify timekeeper. So is Jeffrey Stern here? Oh, boy. All right, Jack, do you want to be the timekeeper? Jack?
Yeah, I'm muted. Yes, I'll do it. Just give me your signatures. Give me the time signatures.
Oh, all right.
Just read it out loud. I'll try to set this, then you'll hear the beeper.
Yes, I'll do what I can. All right. So, God, this is so bad. This thing is delaying, and I keep hearing myself like this. I need to turn my radio off while I'm calling in.
Of course.
All right. So, is there any objection to Jack DePalma being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Jack's the timekeeper. Okay. All right. Next item is the official roll call. Boy, Zoom makes it much more complicated. All right. Please answer up when you hear your name. Joan DiLorenzo.
I'm here.
Jack DePalma.
Was that 5 minutes, April?
Yeah.
Thank you. Here I am.
Noel Jameson.
Here.
Arpo Martin here. Carolyn McIntyre. Allie Murphy.
Here.
Shereen Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
Jeffrey Stern. Michael D.D. White, M.K. Williams.
Here.
Okay. I need to also ask, is Matt Mazza here? No. Well, all right. So, that's that. We have a quorum. And the next thing is going to be excused absences. And let me go to that. All right. Excused absences is 5 minutes. All right. All right.
All right.
Let me go check the email, see if anything came in that I haven't seen yet. I have like one person, two people, except one of them's here. All right. And okay. All right, we only have the one. So, all right, I move to excuse the absence of Michael D.D. White because he wrote in and said he wouldn't be here.
Our Paul, this is James.
Yes.
I just spoke to Jeffrey Stern. He reports that he's trying to get in. He's trying to get in. He's entering the numbers for the Zoom meeting and it's not, somehow it's not letting him in. So just to let you know.
All right. Hold on a minute.
I don't think he's in the waiting room yet. He hasn't gotten that far.
There's a waiting room?
No, I don't think he is. He hasn't gotten that far.
There's a waiting room?
If you enter with a computer, there is, Paul.
Yeah.
But he's calling on the phone, right?
Yeah, I think he's calling on the phone.
You may have to toggle something or.
Yeah, hold on.
I don't know if you've got the dashboard in front of you, the Zoom dashboard.
Okay, let's go up here. And look at the Zoom dashboard. Alright. Okay, which thing is a dot damn Zoom dashboard? Is it the thing at the bottom?
You want a computer?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a few different controls on the computer that I know of. I never was the moderator of the Zoom call, but the three dots and the various different things in the control bar over there.
Three dots. Everybody, each person has three dots.
No. That's individually each person. If I want to change my identity on the computer, those three
more?
Dots allow me to do that. But if Jeffrey Stern wants to get in, I used the phone number and didn't have any problem with the second phone number, pretty much. But you have to do it proper-like, and, you know.
Let's see. All right. Jeffrey Stern is trying to get in.
James, just tell him to call the second number and follow the prompts carefully because it's easy to miscue things.
All right. Whoever's on the phone with him, James, tell him that, all right? Because we got to get the meeting moving. All right. So the motion on the floor is to excuse the absence of Michael D.D. White. Is there any discussion of that motion? Is there any objection to excusing the absence of Michael D.D. White? Hearing none, Michael D.D. White is excused. Okay. All right, so. Second, let me do this now. Oh, I'm doing so many things at once that it's just annoying as hell and I'm not used to it. Okay. So, the next item on our agenda is approval of minutes. There are no minutes, I think, right, Kay? This is 5 minutes.
Sorry, no minutes.
Okay. All right. So we'll just mark that. Put a time on it. We ain't got nothing. Okay. The next thing is nominations for election of the committee's secretary.
You got a time on that?
Jack, do you not have the email with the agenda on it?
Well, that's why you're so troubled. I'll get it on my cell phone. I'm on a table. I'm on a phone. I'm on a handset. I'll get it.
5 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes. Just tell me if you see it in front of you.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
That's what it is. You have to keep opening different computer screens.
Yes. Okay. And... Okay, nominations are open. Is there anybody who wants to nominate anyone to be the secretary of the committee?
This is James.
James, yes.
I'll nominate Kay Williams.
Okay. Kay, do you accept?
I'm sorry. I may be able to do it later on, but I just can't add it to what I'm doing right now. You know, because I not only do the minutes, so the, although I'll just say to talk up the job, you know, it's good experience. If anybody thinks they ever want to be secretary of the LSB, it's a good training ground to be secretary of the Fat Finance Committee. But I might be able to do it later, but I'm just waiting for a surgery date, and I just have to make some space. That's all.
Okay. All right. Is there anybody else? Okay, so we do not have a nominee yet. Is there anybody else who wants to nominate someone for secretary of the committee? Okay, not hearing anybody, so I think we do not have a nominee. So, how any time left, Jack? Jack?
I'm sorry, it's difficult to mute and unmute. What's this?
How much time do we have left on us?
You got 3 minutes, and I nominate you, Paul, because you do both jobs all the time, but... The thing is, you got to make notes if you're going to do it with a computer and a Zoom phone
call. And if I'm going to do that while we're doing this.
Yeah, I know. It's impossible.
Yeah. It's not impossible.
You have it in your head. That's
such a drag.
Originally, you know exactly what's going on. So I nominate you, and you could say I can't do it. Thank you.
Decline. Okay. So hearing no others, unless somebody wants to jump up right away and do this, I'm going to move us on to the next item on the agenda. So is there any objection to going? Any objection to moving the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we're moving the agenda. And the next item on that agenda is the treasurer's report. And so, let's see, where am I? Here I am. All right,
How much time, Paul?
Oh.
You're usually right on the money, so 10 minutes, right?
15 minutes.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to let me take these cans off so I don't hear myself twice and drive myself completely crazy. So if anybody has anything to say, they'll wait for a few seconds until I get done with this. All right. And now I've lost my... All right, here we go. The January 20th, 2026 NFC meeting had been listed on kpftx.org as an open meeting on December 11th, 2025, when it had originally been posted. When I arrived at the Zoom meeting, the NFC chair shut down the conversation he'd been having with Otis, who runs the kpftx.org site. During the meeting, we were told that the meeting was being held in executive session, which surprised me. It turned out that the meeting notice on kpftx.org had been changed from an open meeting to an executive session meeting 1 minute before the officially noticed commencement time of the meeting. As a result, I am limited in what I can say about this meeting. KPFTX.org lists the reason for the executive session as being, quote, discussion of personnel, unquote. But if there was anything that truly was executive session material discussed during that meeting, it was outweighed by the bulk of what's on the agenda for that meeting. From my notes, I have the following that was supposed to be put in the report out from the executive session meeting. Motion, Susan Young, quote, the NFC approved forwarding the WBAI FY26 budget to the PNB with a recommendation to adopt it, unquote. So the WBAI draft FY26 budget has been approved by the NFC and sent to the PNB for full adoption. The NFC meeting noticed for February 10th, 2026 was canceled. So the WBAI draft FY26 budget was passed by the NFC. Now it may have already been passed by the PNB. I don't know. It projects that WBAI will end FY26 with a surplus of $232,120. At the end of January, the executive director sent the NFC the income statement for all of FY25. It shows WBAI finishing FY25 in the black. I will do what I can to get that spreadsheet released to the public soon. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 24th, 2026 at 8:30 p.m. That meeting will be held by teleconference. And that is the treasurer's report for this meeting. Are there any questions or comments on that report?
Paul, is that the first time in how many years that they're in the black?
Yeah, that's the first. Well, okay. We're not in the black. However, for FY25, that is the first time in a great many years we've been in the black. The budget projects being in the black, but that's a projection. But for FY25, we're just a bit in the black, which is new. So, yes.
Oh, and another thing, Paul, if I may. The Pacifica National and the National Finance Committee are the same group of people, isn't it? Or am I a little bit off base there? I know the Pacifica board is more members, but aren't they the same principals that are basically going into executive session and, you know, deciding this? And then,
well, there are five directors on the NFC, and of course they're all a part of the PNB. So that's what you got. And because of the hijacked bylaws, they claim that we're all the treasurers are not members. We were all made advisors or something. And so that's the current status, which is subject to change. Okay? All right. I have a hand up from somebody calling on the phone with the phone number ending in 5877.
That's me, Kay Williams.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to know, when do we ever get to see the actual WBAI 2026 budget? Or has it been, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Is it about the 27 budget?
No, 26. No, this is the FY26 budget. Oh, God, it's been 4 months. All right. Folks should understand that if I'm getting this delay or echo or whatever, I don't know if you are. Jack, are you still hearing a delay on this or an echo?
Yeah, it's getting worse sometimes, sometimes better. Yeah. But all I mean to say is that the budget that was passed, we've already been in for a couple of months, and we're going forward into 26. to 27. That's all.
We're in the second quarter of FY26, and we
budget.
And they passed the budget for it. Yeah.
Right. It's almost like, you know, you got on the bus, you rode a few blocks, and then you paid your fare.
All right. Okay.
When did we get to see that budget? I haven't seen the budget.
I don't know. When will they release it? The general manager hasn't sent it out. The NFC hasn't released it. Will the PNB make it a secret budget? I don't know. I can ask.
They say we're in the black, but I mean, they also said we owe a bunch central services, and I just like to see the budget. We haven't seen the budget.
I think we all would like to see the budget, but we'll see what happens. Okay, now we have.
Paul, this is Jack again. May I be recognized?
No, there's somebody else ahead of you. Let's go. Alejandrina Murphy.
Okay, thanks, Paul. I have a question for you. You said that they went into executive session and now you are no longer a member. You are an advisor. Can you get into the executive section now or no? Or you, they keep you outside?
Well, for the, meeting we had that I talked about, all the treasurers who attended were still in on that executive session. So we've been in on executive sessions so far. Will they continue that, or are they going to maybe theoretically throw all of the treasurers off there entirely because they don't need no stinking advisors, or maybe they'll throw certain treasurers off and keep their compliant pets on there? I don't know.
Okay. All right. And the report that Kay is talking about, do you see the budget, the number? Do you see the number anywhere? Did you were able to see it during
the report? I saw the budget. We got to see the whole budget. But I got to tell you, it's not a spreadsheet. It's just a PDF file with, you know, just final numbers on it. And that's it. It's extremely minimal.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, next, I see Steve K, and I know who that is. That's Steve Coccola. You want to talk?
Yeah. I heard somebody say that we hadn't gotten the FY26 budget. We did quite some time ago, but apparently not getting it means we didn't get it in a spreadsheet form, but that's misinformation when you say we didn't get it. We got it quite a while ago.
God.
It's on the NFC mailing list. Our Paul and James Sagerton are both on that. They've had it for quite a while. We've also had the financial records for all of FY25 for some time now, so I don't know where you're getting this March date that
all right.
It was
this is our usual disinformation, Mr. Coccola. And I didn't say we never got the thing. I said, I don't like the fact that it's a PDF. I prefer a spreadsheet. And as for having had FY25 for quite some time, we've had it for, well, sometime at the, toward the end of January, we got the income statement for FY25. That's not quite some time, in my opinion. But maybe a KPFA, that does count as some time. All right. Do you have any other questions, Mr. Coccola? Guess not. All right.
Yeah. Yesterday at the town hall, the directors were saying the financials had only been available through March of 2025 when, you know, you just acknowledged we have them for all of FY year 2025. I don't know why you allowed that misinformation to be repeated at that town hall, but you were in a position to correct it, but you failed to do so. And I think one of the duties of the NFC members is to accurately relay the information they receive at those meetings, and that's not happening.
All right. Once again, Mr. Coccola, what you're saying is incorrect. I wasn't at the town hall meeting, so I can't have corrected anything. And I don't know what anybody said at it, but take it up with them. And, you know, maybe somebody else here was at the thing, and they can address what you've just said, at least the parts that, you know, are addressable. All right. Anybody else? Okay, I see hands. Okay.
Arthur, this is Jack. Did I not
Jack,
have a
back again? Yes. Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, Arthur, that was very enlightening. Mr. Kukla, I believe, is from KPFA.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that? And what nature is a PDF different than a spreadsheet? I know you want to see a spreadsheet. I like a little narrative to explain to me. We're spending $1.2 million in 2004, and we're going to predict to raise this money in such a fashion, and we got to pay this and this and this and this and this. That's what a budget is, a proposal. But on the other hand, what you're, Mr. K is arguing about seems to be that you or I or James Sagerton or somebody is faking the fact that we've never been given a piece of paper that says this is how much money we get monthly. Or, you know, profit and loss. I'm not an accountant. I'm a science teacher. But I can easily understand that, you know, that hasn't happened. And I've come to every finance meeting but one in the last 5 years. This is stupid. So, Mr. K, can you explain what you mean? That, you know, we're getting told misinformation? I think Mr. Arpaio is correct. I haven't seen anything that says this is how much money you're making monthly, this is how much money you're spending, balance it quarterly or yearly or half yearly. I haven't seen any of that since Berto Reimer was the last general manager, and I feel bad because, in fact, to make it our fault that you're not telling us this stuff, and you're on the Finance Committee, I assume, the National Finance Committee, you're not the other fellow, but I get a lot of feelings that this is not necessarily so clear as you say. Anything to comment about that, Arthur? Oh, and the question was asked. You saw the budget, but a PDF. What do you mean? Isn't that the same thing in a sense that you see this is how much and that's how much, but they just don't add it up in columns? Is what's the difference?
Well, the main difference is that with a spreadsheet in the past, we've had basically it shows the whole year for the budget. And, you know, monthly and,
monthly. Yeah, monthly.
The columns are monthly, and then you've got all of the details on the rows. So.
Recurring costs and recurring incomes.
Right.
Incomes and costs that are balanced against time frame, which to me is, it's absurd. I haven't seen anybody for 2.5 years in Pacifica land come up and tell me, oh, that's how much, you know, I mean, Bob does it all the time, and I'm not speaking against him or for him. But if you don't tell me it's $15 in 25 minutes, I have no idea what you're talking about. And we haven't seen any of that, Mr. K. Have you? Because I haven't, and I've been looking. And I'm annoyed that you come to our meeting and tell us, oh, you know about this. Why do you think the directors are freaking out? And why do you think Mr. Steinberg was removed from the directorship and say the truth?
All right, let's not get into all
I'm
of
sorry,
the stuff
I'm sorry,
wrong in
I'm
Pacifica.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Tell Mr. K I don't believe him. I believe you are, Paul.
Okay. All right. Mr. Kukla, do you have something you want to say on that?
Only that I don't know why he hasn't seen anything in 2.5 years. We voted on and released numerous records, so if you're not getting them from your NFC members, you need to talk to them.
Can I?
Our Paul is no longer an NFC member, you say. And they hold it in executive session.
All right.
Nice of you to
talk I suggest, could I suggest we just leave Mr. Kukla alone here and move on with our meeting because I don't know that he's contributing that much. Okay, do you have a question?
Well, no, I wanted to just speak to this point that I understand there was a financial statement that, I mean, a profit and loss statement that came out that ended as of March 31st, 2025.
Right.
And that's the last profit and loss statement that we got. Okay?
Yes.
And as far as
however, that's not the last one the NFC got. The NFC,
let me finish, okay?
All right.
If you guys are meeting in executive session, whatever you know or see, if it's PFC, what do they call it? Or if it's a spreadsheet, whatever it is, if you get it in an executive session, you are not allowed to sleep it.
And I'll tell the time is up.
Okay. That's
all. Kay, finish what you asked.
Move to extend 5 minutes.
All right. Hold on.
Paul, Jeffrey here.
Oh, Jeffrey. Hold on a minute, Jeffrey.
I had comments with...
All right, hold on a second, Jeffrey, while I get something done. Motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. We're extended. And Mr. Timekeeper, it's 1943. Okay. So, Kay, you were saying something?
Okay, I'll just finish this thought. If you are shown anything as members of the NFC at an executive session, you are not allowed to release that. And there's a lot of I's that are not being dotted and T's that are not being crossed on the PMB this year, and it includes things like meeting times that don't agree with the times that were agreed upon at the meeting, and meetings that start out as open meetings and suddenly you're trying to get in and it switches to a closed meeting, and also possibly reports that were supposed to be officially released to the public that somebody forgot to ever officially release to the public. The ED is very reliable about her ED reports, what is public and what is not. I assume you get other reports from her that are not. I look for her ED reports that are releasable to the public, and I put them in my minutes every month. And she sometimes reports on this station did this and that station did that and gives numbers. But that's just, sort of anecdotal. It's not like a full profit and loss statement or a full budget. So I have not seen, and I'm looking, a budget for 2026 or a profit and loss statement after March 31st, 2025. Now, if there's any sitting around that you think could be released to the public, you could go ahead and release them, and that would be nice. Thank you.
Okay. How much time do we have left on the item, Jack?
Oh, more than enough time to say it again. 3 minutes is just passing right now.
Okay.
You have 3 minutes left.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything to say on the treasurer's report? If not, we can move on.
Our Paul, it's James.
Yes, James Sackett. Go ahead.
I just got back from helping Jeffrey get on the meeting, and I'm not sure what the context was of Kay's comments coming in, but there are answers to what she's asking. Can you give her the answers?
Okay. Kay, could you very quickly ask again?
Okay. Okay, what I have never seen a budget for 2026, and I have been looking. I'm not at my computer, but
okay, let me address that right away.
And I haven't seen a profit and loss statement after March 31st, 2025.
Okay. Yes, you have not seen budget because it's only been released to the NFC and apparently we can't just release it to anybody else. In my opinion, there's absolutely nothing confidential in that budget, but there it goes. Will it be released after it gets approved by the PNB? I do not know. We'll see what happens. And you're right that good grief. People can mute themselves if they're going to hock up a loogie. Okay, but income statement through March 31st is something that was put out. You remember I put that out a month or two ago because we finally got it to be released by the NFC. It had sat there languishing for a while. And then I said, can we release this now? And they said, okay. Now, that's all we got. We, as I said, we do have one for all of FY25, but we're probably, I'm going to bring it up at the next meeting and see if that causes people to go into high dudgeon over it. So, we'll see if it gets released. I don't know if it will be.
Oh, Paul, great quote there.
Okay.
High dudgeon. Oh, wow. Where'd you get that from? Shakespeare?
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Paul, can I say something in addition to talk to James Sagerton?
Go ahead.
Because there's a fellow on the call, Mr. K, I'm calling him, who is asserting that that's not true, James.
I think James is either muted or not, or away from his phone.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I have to go and check the chat to see
he's
what we're talking about.
Flabbergasted.
James, go ahead.
And that was just fine, Apple. To extend 5 minutes.
All right. James, do you want to do another 5 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, the motion is to extend the time for this item by another 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Why the hell? To that motion? Hearing none. It's passed without objection. Mr. Timekeeper, I have 1946. Okay. Go ahead, James. James? Oh, geez. Did James drop off? I'm not seeing James all of a sudden. I think James is probably going to call back in a second. All right. So I have to wonder if anybody else has a question, or do we just want to go on?
Move on up, Paul.
Yeah, I guess we gotta. We have new business later on. If James gets back in the call, we'll call on him then. Okay, the next item on the agenda is set next meeting date. So let me put that in here. And, okay,
Paul, I got knocked off, I'm back.
Oh, all right, go
you
ahead,
got you 5 minutes.
Go ahead, James.
Okay, and now, because I got knocked off, and I just came back, I don't have, the chat has been wiped out. So I don't know what was being said in the chat.
Nothing. I don't think there's anything new since you last saw it.
Well, I didn't see it. Jack was referencing something that someone was saying in the chat that I didn't see, so I was going to the chat to look at it, and then I probably knocked myself out of the meeting.
It may not have been in the chat, James. There was a gentleman on the call, I think our Paul knows him, Mr. Kukla, who was suggesting that we've been seeing all this information in some profit and loss statement. All Paul said, we don't get, we get PDFs, we really don't get spreadsheets. Right.
Jack, please
the budget. We haven't seen the budget.
Please don't explain what I said.
Jack,
hold on, Jack.
Our Paul is trying to
Jack,
break in here. Go ahead,
please don't explain what I said. Let's hear. James Sagerton, what do you have to say?
I have to say I punt. I don't know what was in the chat. I don't know what's being said. I do know that we have received some financial documents. As far as I understand, the last documents we received was in an executive session, and we have not yet released it. Or it's either was in executive session or it has not yet been released by the NFC for publication. So there's that. And then everything that happened in the last meeting is still, as far as we know, considered confidential because it was done in executive session. So they clear whatever information was not, shouldn't have been in executive session to be released. I think we just have to, not say anything until that happens.
Unfortunately, that is the case. Yes. All right. So I think we're moving on at this point to the next item on our agenda, which is set next meeting day. So I am going to move that we meet next on March 18th. Okay. So that's my motion.
You got 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, so it's March 18th is the motion that we meet next then. Is there any discussion or any questions on the motion to meet next on March 18th? Hearing none, is there any objection to meeting on March 18th? Hearing none, that motion passes. The next item is new business. And new business doesn't have a time on it. So, here we go. All right. So, let me make a time stamp in there. Okay.
Paul, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Jack.
This might sound like I'm motivated by some crazy, desire to learn something I don't understand already. But there was a comment made at the LSB meeting about the circumstance of the treasurer, the elected treasurer of the LSB is you. Is that a lifetime appointment? Is that something you have to kind of be, you get re-voted every year by the LSB or nominated and voted on the LSB? Is that not true? Is that not the way it really works?
That's been happening.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to know. The assertion was basically a blind, I think they call it squirreling or a fishing expedition or some type of, you know, like they throw the cheese against the wall and they see if it sticks.
Well, all sorts of people make all sorts of assertions sometimes. So there you go.
Thank you, Paul.
And so we've seen that. Let me, oh, I got a, oh gosh, a light. Is Matt Mazza here? Oh, too bad. All right, let me read this. I gotta do a fast reading. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anybody who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For those electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. With that advisory, is there anybody on this call who wants to announce their name and say that they want to give me their name so they can become a member?
Daryl McPherson.
Okay. Hello, Daryl. Okay, Daryl McPherson. Anybody else? Anybody else? Is Matt Mazza here? Okay, I'm not hearing anyone else, so we'll see how that goes. Is there any other new business?
Arpa, did you mention that I'm there on the meeting?
Yes, Jeffrey Stern is on the meeting. I have logged you in as here. Why don't I do that? Let me see who else might be here. Is Carolyn McIntyre here? Is Serene Roberts here? Is Michael D.D. White here? Okay. All right. None of those three people are here. Mr. White has gotten himself an excused absence. So, is there any other new business? If none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Our Paul, I have a question.
Go ahead, James Stacker.
I know you sent around the latest attendance records, but I did not check to see if it reflected the LSB motion.
Yes,
to
it did.
Excuse, okay, very good. So excuse Noel Jacobson, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
James. James.
Anybody have anything else? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, motion is to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting? Hearing none, motion passes. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming in and doing all this stuff. And by next time, I am hoping that we won't get the echo. Maybe Eldos will be able to be here next time, or maybe I'll be able to find out how to get rid of the echo.
Paul, can you hear me?
James, yes.
Yeah, I just checked the chat again, and now I do see a comment from Steve Kay, and he's talking about the FY26 budget and financials. Well,
I think we've been over this, and the meeting is over.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about it because it was confidential.
Okay. All right. Good night, everyone.
That's what we were told, James. Good night, all. Good night, James.
Good night.
Good night, all.